Well, this parasitic gastrointestinal illness, cyclosporiasis, those numbers here in the state of Michigan that people have contracted up to 700, according to the state health agency. And I remember last week when we talked about this, the idea here or the hypothesis is that this was coming from produce that people haven't been washing properly because that's what it has been in the past.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And so why is it spreading the way that it is? Is this worse this time around than in years past? Let's talk about it. Dr. Tina Chopra, the professor of medicine at Wayne State University School of Medicine, joins us to talk about it. Doc, good morning. It's good to have you back.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
What is causing this to be so much worse this year? I mean, these cases are not uncommon in the past, but the numbers are skyrocketing.
Yeah, like you already pointed out, you know, it's contaminated produce. That's what we've seen in the past. But, you know, it's possible that it is summer. People are, consuming more fruits and vegetables, fresh vegetables, salads, all these different items, consumption of these items can cause it. And usually it is more in the summer months. Also, the other reason could be that we don't know exactly so far. You know, we don't know. We haven't been able to pinpoint which produce is causing it. And as you know, the distribution can be a problem, or some states are producing it, some are distributing it. The problem can be anywhere during agricultural sanitation is also very important, because this parasite, the only host for this parasite is humans, and it's contaminated produce, which is from water, which is contaminated with human fecal matter, and that's how it gets onto the produce and then comes to the consumers.
Dr. Chopra, how soon after someone is exposed to this parasite do symptoms usually begin? I mean, could someone have picked it up over the 4th of July weekend and not even know it yet?
You are absolutely right. It takes about a week after eating contaminated food, and sometimes even up to 2 weeks. So anywhere between 2 days to up to 2 weeks. Most people cannot even remember every salad or herb or berry or restaurant meal that they ate days earlier.
Mm. Have we been able to track this down to a specific type of food, a specific type of produce, or a specific grower?
Not so far, because fresh produce is distributed widely. And so one contaminated farm or packing facility can affect many states, but they haven't been able to pinpoint. The other reason is the parasite is very difficult to detect in food, which makes lab confirmation challenging.